When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
All right, y'all. Greetings, peace, and blessings. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope y'all doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord be with you, that he guides you, he protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you, gives you more strength, more love. His presence is all over you. I pray that your mental health gets better. I pray that your situation clears up as well. I hope that you stand firm, you stay steadfast, you stay on a narrow path, you fight the good fight, and that you stay strong and wise for the Lord, all right? And I'm happy that you're able to make it home safe. I'm happy that you have a roof over your head. I'm happy that you have clothes on your back. I'm happy that you have food in your belly, amen? So let's appreciate the small things day by day for the Lord, all right? We all strive after the big, glorious things, but we have to, you know, be content with what we have for the moment, amen? Because there's a lot going on all four corners of the earth. A lot of people are going through it. So embrace what God gave you today, okay? Now, today's message is just going to be a continuing of the prayer book. I'm going to continue reading the prayer book of the evening service of the new year on different ways to praise the Lord and honor him with hymns and songs and psalms and just, you know, lyrics for the Lord, you know, just poetry, crying out to God, giving him his glory, acknowledging his handiwork, you know, just honoring him, you know what I'm saying? Because our days are so productive and busy, you know, people tend to lose track of things, but we have to always make time for the Lord. We have to always keep him on our mind, heart, and soul. We have to love him with our mind, heart, and soul. We have to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. We have to always take time out of our day to truly just give him the honor and glory just for the sake of it, not just pray for materialistic things and all that, just like really loving him and, you know, being close to the Father, you know what I'm saying? So we worship God in truth and spirit, amen? So I'm going to just read through this prayer book, and then just close out and go from there, all right? So here we go. Evening service for the new year. Reader and choirster open the Holy of Holies, then the Ark, congregation stand. Anthem, I love thy church, O God. Prayer. O God, divine ruler of the universe, as the twilight of the old year fades into the night that marks the birth of another year, we gather together in thy house with mingled emotions, mindful of the blessings and the sorrows that we have experienced. Thou, O Lord, art without beginning and without end. Before thee, time and change are as naught. 1,000 years in thy sight are as yesterday when it is past, but as for man, his years are numbered. Every hour is precious, for thou hast set a limit to his days on earth. We are aware of the time, of the flight of time, the vanity of our possessions, and the uncertainty of life. We feel the need of pursuing that which is timeless and indestructible. Oh, may our prayers on this day arouse within us lofty resolves. Stimulate us to find richer meaning and fuller content in all our daily tasks and aspirations. We pray that this year be for us and for all mankind a year of life and health, a year of sustenance and cheer. Help us to make it a year of consecration to the Torah, of devotion of our people, and of service to humanity, a year of faith and wisdom to meet the perplexities and perils which may beset us. On this New Year's Eve and in the days to come, may we acknowledge thee as our Father and regard all men as brothers. May it be a year of peace, concord, and serenity, a year in which thy spirit will fill the hearts of all thy children everywhere. Let us all say, amen. Amen. Song. We are entering a glorious new year. New Year song. The ark is closed. Congregation, be seated. Reader. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who at thy word bringest on the evenings. with wisdom thou openest the gates of heaven, and with understanding thou changest the times and cause the seasons to alternate. Thou arrangest the stars and their courses in the sky according to thy will. Thou create the day and night. Thou roll away light before darkness and darkness before light. Thou cause the day to pass and the night to come, and make the distinction between day and night. Lord of hosts is thy name, eternal God. May thou reign over us forever and ever. Blessed art thou, O Lord, who brings on the evenings. Thou hast loved the house of Israel with everlasting love. Thou hast taught us the Torah and precepts, laws and judgments. Therefore, Lord our God, when we lie down and when we rise up, we will speak of thy laws and rejoice in the words of thy Torah and in thy precepts forevermore. Indeed, they are our life and the length of our days. We will meditate on them day and night. May thou never take away thy love from us. Blessed art thou, our Lord, O Lord, who love thy people Israel. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. The ark is opened, congregation stand. Recitation of the Ten Commandments, with congregation repeated. The ark is closed, congregation be seated. Song, the heavens declare God's glory. Responsive reading. Reader, our God and God of our fathers, we thank thee for having kept us in life and having sustained us to this day. Congregation, standing on the threshold of a new year, we become fearfully aware of the speeding of time and the ebbing of the years. Congregation, we are perplexed by doubts concerning the worth of what was and harassed by anxieties concerning what will be. Reader, yet we know that now for such dismal thoughts hast thou given us the sacred day. Congregation, for thou would have us conquer fear and worship thee in gladness and serenity. Reader, so teach us to number our days that we may get us a heart of wisdom. Congregation, grant that we may use with diligence and foresight our appointed span of time. Reader, we pray for the wisdom that will not let us live for the passing hour and the transient joy, or succumb to despair when clouds darken our skies. Congregation, may whatever the day brings to us bring forth the best that is in us. Reader, may we learn to behold thee in all thy wonder, all the wonder, beauty, and order of thy creation, and gratefully to discern the marvels thou work for us daily. Reader, deliver us from the desolating sense of loneliness to which we condemn ourselves by our self-centered aims. Congregation, open our eyes to the beneficent, and redeeming hosts with which thou hast surrounded us and of which thou art Lord. May we realize that ours are the untold years of striving embodied in the garnered treasures of the Spirit that have come down to us from the ages. Congregation, and that in us there also lives endless generations to whom thou would have us pass on those treasures enhanced by worthy deeds of our own achieving. Reader, may we come to understand that not upon the outward fortune does our salvation depend, but upon the spirit in which we live with one another. Congregation, grant us the intelligence and goodwill unitedly to bend circumstances to our heart's most sacred yearnings. Reader, grant us the wisdom that will guard us from the intoxication of the senses. Congregation, and the strength of will that will keep us from being drawn into the vortex of raging passions. Excuse me. Reader, grant us the wisdom that will dispel from our hearts the restless urge to outrun our fellow men in the race for pelf or power and power. Congregation, and that will move us to outdo ourselves by walking into action the virtues that lie dormant in our souls. Reader, grant us the courage to trust ourselves to thee and thy saving power. Congregation, inspire us with the faith that will help us overcome all sin and sadness. Reader and congregation, may the regeneration of character and conscience strengthen our hope in the establishment of thy kingdom on earth. May the assurance of better things to come enable us so that So to live as to hasten their coming, may this new year be a year of love, joy, and peace. Song, beginning of months to you. Scripture, Psalm 104, verses 19 through 33. Reader opens the ark after scripture, congregation stand. Song, during song, reader and choirster close the ark, then the Holy of Holies, congregation be seated. Sermon, closing song, what a happy new year, priestly blessing. Shavuot, service for Sabbath day. Call to worship, reader and choirster open the Holy of Holies, then the ark, congregation stand, reader and choirster return to their podiums. Reader, bless the Lord who is to be praised. Reader and congregation, praised be the Lord who is blessed forever and ever. Reader, blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us by the commandments, by thy commandments, and has commanded us to observe the Sabbath and the festival of Shavuot, the feast of weeks. Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has kept us in life and has preserved us and enabled us to reach this season. Anthem, I love thy church, O God. Prayer, our God and God of our fathers, we thank thee for the gift of thy holy Sabbath. Also, on the occasion of this festival of Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks, the season of giving of the Torah, we thank thee, Lord, for revealing to us thy holy law and sanctifying us with thy commandments. Heavenly Father, grant that thy law may be ever dear to our hearts, that we become each day more deeply impressed with thy light and with thy truth. O Lord, our God, grant that this remembrance may be ever present in our minds, so that we may never forget the blessings of thy revelation and the worship of thy truth. In thy holy land, in thy holy and righteous name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Greeting. Song. One thing I have desired of the Lord. The ark is closed. Congregation be seated. Shema benediction. Reader and congregation. All right, Shema benediction, reader and congregation. All beings shall thank and praise thy name, O Lord our God, and all shall declare that there is none holy like the Lord. All shall extol thee forever, creator of the universe. For thou art God, by thine own power, and by thine own might, there is no God but thee. With everlasting love hast thou loved the house of Israel. Thou hast given us a law, commandments, statutes, and judgments. Therefore, O Lord, our God, we will meditate on thy statutes, and we will rejoice in the words of thy law, and in thy commandments forever, for they are our life and the length of our days, and on them we will meditate day and night. May thou never take thy love away from us. Blessed art thou, O Lord, who love thy people Israel. Reader, we give thee thanks and we bless thy name, O Lord, our God, for the gift of thy Torah. Thy word is our shield and our blessing. With infinite grace and endless mercy, thou hast loved us. O mighty Father, thou hast remembered us. Dear Lord, for the sake of our forefathers who trusted in thee, thou did teach them the laws of life. Teach us likewise. Help us, Lord, to learn thy law and to observe thy commandments. Help us to teach our children and our children's children, so they will do likewise. In thy holy and righteous name, we trust, and we rejoice in thy salvation. Reader and congregation, blessed art thou, O Lord, who has graciously blessed thy people Israel with thy Torah. Shema. Reader, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Echad Eloheinu, Gadol, Gadol, Adonaiu, Kadosh, Shemo. Shemo. Reader and congregation, hear, O Israel, The Lord is our God. The Lord is one. One is our God. Great is our Lord. Holy is his name. Reader, blessed be the name of his glorious kingdom forever and ever. Reader, and thou shalt love thy Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently to thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sit in thine house, and when thou walk by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be for frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates, that ye may remember and do all my commandments, and be holy unto your God. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God. The ark is opened. Congregation stand. Song. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The Shema. The ark is closed. Congregation be seated. Responsive reading. Reader, true and certain, established and enduring right, and faithful, pleasant and sweet, solemn and revered is the teaching of our God forever and ever. Congregation, the Lord of hosts is our King, the God of Jacob is our refuge. Reader, the word of the Lord is living, enduring, faithful, and precious forever and to all eternity. Congregation, the Lord of hosts is our King, the God of Jacob is our refuge. Reader, thou, Lord our God, hast been the help of our fathers from of old, a shield and a savior to their children is in every generation. Congregation, the Lord of hosts is our King, the God of Jacob is our refuge. Reader, thou, Lord our God, did redeem us from Egypt, and thou did free us from the house of bondage. Thou did divide the Red Sea and drown the arrogant. But thy beloved people thou did take across on dry land. Congregation, the Lord of hosts is our King, the God of Jacob is our refuge. Reader, who is like unto thee, O Lord among the mighty? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Congregation, the Lord of hosts is our King, the God of Jacob is our refuge. Reader, the Almighty is high and exalted, great and revered. He brings low the arrogant, raises up the lowly, helps the poor, and answers his people when they call unto him. Praise be the Supreme God, be he ever blessed. Reader and congregation, our Redeemer, thou art the Lord of hosts, the Holy One of Israel. Blessed art thou, O Lord, who has redeemed Israel. Amen. Amen. Song. The ark is opened. Congregation stand. Reader, eternal God, open thou my lips, that my mouth may declare thy praise. Amida. Standing prayer. Read silently. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, and God of our fathers, who remembers the good deeds of our forefathers, and who will graciously bring a redeemer to their children's children for the sake of thy name. With great love, thou sustain the living, and in great mercy, thou call the departed to everlasting life. Thou upholdest the falling, healing the sick, and set free those that are in bondage. Thou art holy, thy name is holy, and holy beings shall ever give thee praise. Grant peace, happiness, blessing, grace, love, and mercy on all Israel and on all of the world. Bless us with thy light. Bless us with the light of thy presence. For by that light, O God, thou hast revealed to us the Torah of life, to love, kindness, justice, and mercy, to seek blessing, life, and peace. Reader, amen. Amen. Reader and congregation, we thankfully acknowledge thee, O Lord our God, our fathers, God to all eternity. Our rock art thou, our shield that saves through every generation. We give thee thanks and we declare thy praise for all thy tender care. Our lives we trust in thy loving hand. Our souls are ever in thy charge. Thy wonders and thy miracles are daily with us. Evening, morning, and noon, O thou who art all good, whose mercies never fail us, compassionate one, whose loving kindness never cease, we ever hope in thee. Amen. Amen. Now to the Kedusha. Kedusha, the Kedusha, the prayer of sanctification. Reader, hallowed be the name of God. Holy is the mighty one of Israel. The whole universe is filled with his glory. Blessed be the beauty and brilliance of the Lord throughout all creation. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. Thou art God in Zion from generation to generation. Hallelujah. The ark is closed. Congregation, be seated. Song. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. The Lord is my light. Festival benediction. Reader, thou hast made known to us, O Lord our God, thy righteous judgments, and hast taught us to perform the statutes of thy will. Thou hast given us just ordinances and laws of truth, statutes and commandments that are good. Thou hast caused us to inherit joyous seasons and holy days, and the festive delight of thy feast. Thou did also cause us to inherit the sanctity of the Sabbath, and hast made a distinction between the seventh day and the 6 days of work, between the holiness of thy Sabbath, of the Sabbath, and the holiness of the festival, as it is written in law. In thy law, the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant. Thou hast given us in love, O Lord our God, this Sabbath day for rejoicing, along with this day of the Feast of Weeks, this season of giving of the law, a holy convocation, a memorial of the departure from Egypt. Reader and congregation, our God and God of our fathers, may our remembrance, the remembrance of our fathers, and the remembrance of the entire house of Israel approach to thy presence for deliverance, for good, for grace, loving kindness, and mercy, for life, and for peace on the Sabbath day and on this day of the Feast of Weeks. Amen. Amen. Song. Responsive reading. Hallel portions. Hallel portions. Reader, praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Congregation, blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise ye the Lord. Reader, when Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of a strange language. Congregation, Judah was his sanctuary and Israel his dominion. Praise ye the Lord. Reader, the dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down in silence. Congregation, but we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise ye the Lord. Reader, O praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. Congregation, for his merciful kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise ye the Lord. Reader, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Congregation, the Lord is my strength and song, and it is become my salvation. Praise ye the Lord. Hosanna, reader, Hosanna, save now, I beseech thee. O Lord, send now prosperity. Congregation, thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. Praise ye the Lord. Reader and congregation, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Praise ye the Lord. Song. Final benediction. Elenu, for us. Reader, it is for us to praise the Lord of all and to proclaim the greatness of the Creator of the universe. We bow, worship, and give thanks to the Supreme King of Kings, the Holy One. Blessed be he who stretched forth the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth. He is our God. There is none else. Truly he is our King. There is none besides him, as it is written in his law. Know therefore this day, and consider it in thine heart, that the Lord, he is God. in heaven above and upon the earth beneath. There is none else. We hope, therefore, O Lord our God, that we may speedily behold the glory of thy might, when the world will be perfected under the kingdom of the Almighty, and all the wicked of the earth will be turned unto thee. May all the inhabitants of the world realize and understand that unto thee every knee must bow, and every tongue must swear allegiance. They shall give honor unto thy glorious name. They shall accept the yoke of thy kingdom, and thou wilt speedily reign forever and ever. For the kingdom is thine, and to all eternity thou wilt reign in glory, as it is written in thy law. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. The Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall the Lord be one, and his name one. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God. The Lord is one. One is our God. Great is our Lord. Holy is his name. Reader and congregation, we give thee thanks, O Lord our God, for the worship of this day. Blessed art thou, O Lord, who hallows the Sabbath and festive seasons. Amen. Amen. Song. Scriptures. Exodus chapter 19, verse 1 through 6. Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 9 through 12. Reader opens the ark after scripture. Congregation stand. Song. During song, reader and choirster close the ark, then the Holy of Holies. Congregation be seated. Sermon, song, priestly blessing. Evening service for Rosh Hashanah. Reader says, Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us by thy commandments and commanded us to hear the sound of the shofar, the shofar, the shofar. Shofar is blown. Reader inquires to open the Holy of Holies, then the ark, congregation stand. Reader and choirster return to their podiums. Anthem, I love thy church, O God. On Sabbath, add words in parentheses. Prayer, Almighty God, we have come into thy sanctuary to commune with thee. Be thou our strength, our hope, our guide. Give purpose to our work, meaning to our struggle, and direction to our striving. Cause us to understand that only through human betterment, true fellowship, and deeds of kindness can we fill thy presence. May this, our Sabbath worship and day of remembrance, a day of blowing the shofar, the shofar in love, the shofar in love, a holy convocation as a memorial of the departure from Egypt, bring peace to our hearts and strengthen our desire to live in peace with all our fellow men. Amen. Amen. Song. One thing have I desired of the Lord. The ark is closed. Congregation be seated. Reader and congregation, how goodly are thy tents. How goodly are thy tents. Excuse me, y'all. I'm just trying to read it as it is. How goodly are thy tents, O Jacob, thy dwelling places, O Israel. As for me, in the abundance of thy loving kindness, will I come into thy house. I will worship toward the holy temple in fear of thee. Lord, I love the habitation of thy house and the place where thy glory dwelleth. I will worship and bow down. I will bend the knee before the Lord, my maker. May my prayer to thee, O Lord, be an acceptable time. O God, in the abundance of thy loving kindness, answer me with thy sure salvation. Lighting of the menorah. Reader, Lord of the universe, I am about to perform the sacred duty of kindling the lights in honor of the Sabbath and the day of remembrance, and may the effect of my fulfilling this commandment be that the stream of heavenly blessing flow in upon us, that thou be gracious unto us and cause thy presence to dwell among us. Father of mercy and forgiveness, open the gates of heaven unto our prayers on this sacred festival and pardon our transgressions. Create in us a pure heart and make us worthy to rear our children so that they will walk in the way of righteousness before thee, loyal to thy Torah and clinging to good deeds. Keep far from us all manner of shame, grief, and care, and send healing for all our sorrows. Remember us unto life, O King, who delights in life, and inscribe us in the book of life for thine own sake. For thine own sake, O living God. Amen. Amen. Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us by thy commandments and has commanded us to kindle the festival lights. The menorah is lit. Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has kept us in life and has preserved us and enabled us to reach this season. Call to worship. Reader, bless the Lord who is to be blessed. Reader and congregation, blessed be the Lord who is blessed forever and ever. Silent meditation. Blessed, praised, glorified, extolled, and exalted be the name of the Supreme King of Kings, the Holy One. Blessed be he who is the first and the last, and besides him there is no God. Extol him who is in the heavens. Lord is his name, and rejoice before him. His name is exalted above all blessing and praise. Blessed be the name of his glorious majesty forever and ever. Let the name of the Lord be blessed henceforth and forevermore. Reader, amen. Amen. Song, Shema Benediction. Reader, blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who at thy bringest on the evening twilight, with wisdom opened the gates of the heavens, and with the understanding changes the times and varies the seasons, and arranges the stars and their watches in the sky. According to thy will, thou create the day and the night. Thou roll away the light from the darkness, from before the darkness, and the darkness from before the light. Thou make the day to pass and the night to approach, and divide the day from the night. The Lord is thy name, a God living and enduring continually. May thou reign over us forever. Blessed art thou, O Lord, who bring on the evening twilight. With everlasting love hast thou loved the house of Israel, thy people, a law and commandments, statutes and judgments hast thou taught us. Therefore, O Lord our God, when we lie down and when we rise up, we will meditate on thy statutes, and we will rejoice in the words of thy law, and in thy commandments forever and ever. For they are our life and the length of our days, and on them we will meditate day and night. And may thou never take thy love away from us. Blessed art thou, O Lord, who loves thy people Israel. Shema. Reader, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai, Echad, Echad, Eloheinu, Gadol, Adonaiu, Kadosh, Shemo. Reader and congregation, hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God. The Lord is one, one is our God. Great is our Lord, holy is his name. Reader, blessed be the name of his glorious kingdom forever and ever. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently to thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sit in thine house, and when thy children, and when thou walk by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be for frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates. Hear, O Israel, the ark is open, congregation stand. Song, hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God. Shema Israel, the ark is closed, congregation be seated. Responsive reading. Reader, true and trustworthy is all this, and it is established with us that he is the Lord our God, and there is none beside him, and that we, Israel, are his people. Congregation, it is he who redeemed us from the hands of the kings. He is our king who has delivered us from the grasp of all tyrants. Reader, then his children beheld his might, They praised and gave thanks to his name and willingly accepted his sovereignty. Congregation, Moses and the children of Israel sang a song unto thee with great joy, saying, Reader, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the mighty? Who is like unto thee, glorious in holiness, revered in praises, doing wonders? Congregation, thy children beheld thy sovereign power, as thou did cleave the sea before Moses, they exclaimed. Reader, this is my God, and said, the Lord shall reign forever and ever. Congregation, it is said, for the Lord has delivered Jacob and redeemed him from the hand of him that was stronger than he. Blessed art thou, O Lord, who has redeemed Israel. Reader and congregation, cause us, O Lord, to lie down in peace and raise us up, O our King, unto life. Spread over us the protection of thy peace. Blessed art thou, O Lord, who spread the protection of peace over us and over thy people Israel. Mourners Kaddish, Mourners Prayer. Congregation stand. Mourners and congregation, magnified and sanctified be his holy name in the world which he has created according to his will. May he establish his kingdom during the life of all the house of Israel, even speedily at a near time, and say ye, Amen. Amen. Let his great name be blessed forever and ever and to all eternity. Blessed, praised, and glorified, exalted, extolled, and honored, magnified, and lauded be the name of the Holy One. Blessed be he, though he be high above all the blessings and hymns, praises, and consolations which are uttered in the world, and say ye, Amen. Amen. May there be abundant peace from heaven and life for us and for all Israel, and say ye, Amen. Amen. He who make peace in high places, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say yeah, say yeah, say ye, Amen. Amen. Congregation, be seated. Song. The ark is opened. Congregation stand. Reader, O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall declare thy praise. Amida, standing prayer, read silently. Amida, standing prayer, read silently. Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and revered God, the Most High God, who bestowest loving kindness and art master of all things, who remembers the pious deeds of the patriarchs, and in love will bring a redeemer to their children's children for thy name's sake. Remember us unto life, O King, who delights in life, and ascribe us in the book of life for thy own sake, O loving, O living God. O King, helper, savior, and shield, blessed art thou, O Lord, the shield of Abraham. Thou art holy, and thy name is holy, and holy beings praise thee daily. Now therefore, O Lord our God, impose thine awe upon all thy works, and thy dread upon all that thou hast created, that all works may revere thee, and all creatures prostrate themselves before thee, that they may all form a single band to do thy will with a perfect heart, even as we know, O Lord our God, that dominion is thine, strength is in thy hand, and might in thy right hand, and that thy name is to be revered above all that thou hast created. And thou, O Lord, shalt reign, thou alone over all thy works on Mount Zion, the dwelling place of thy glory, and in Jerusalem, thy holy city, as it is written in thy holy word. The Lord shall reign forever, thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. Holy art thou, and awesome is thy name, and there is no God beside thee, as it is written, and the Lord of hosts is exalted in judgment, and the holy God is sanctified in righteousness. Thou hast given us in love, O Lord our God, this Sabbath day and day of remembrance, a day of blowing the shofar. The shofar, a holy convocation as a memorial of the departure from Egypt. Blessed art thou, O Lord, the holy king. O grant abundance, grant abundant peace to Israel, thy people forever, for thou art the king and Lord of peace. May we all Israel, thy people, be remembered and inscribed before thee in the book of life for prosperity, for blessing, and for peace. Blessed art thou, O Lord, the author of peace. Amen. 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 Reader, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before thee, O Lord, my stronghold and redeemer. He who make peace in high place in his high places, may he also make peace for us and for all Israel. And say ye, and say yeah, amen, amen, amen. The ark is closed. Congregation, be seated. Song, scripture, Leviticus chapter 23, verse 23 through 25. Followed by any of the following: Psalm 90, Psalm 91. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 8 through 36. Reader opens the ark after scripture. Congregation stand. Song. During song, reader inquires to close the ark. Then the Holy of Holies. Congregation be seated. Sermon. Song. The Mizpah. All right, y'all, there you have it. So that wraps up the reading for this session of the prayer book, going through the holy convocations, the blowing of the shofar, the New Year's, the Festival of Weeks, the Sabbath, Rosh Hashanah, things of that nature, you know. So it's always important to remember the customs and the observances, our holidays, and the things that we honor the Lord with, and the history of Israel. All right, whether you're an Israelite or a Gentile, you have to always remember how things were in the beginning of time and how the Lord created all things, all these things, and the purpose of it. Amen. And to keep it with us. All right. Always stay true to your roots, or stay true to who you are, and, you know, just stay close to the Most High. All right. So that's that, y'all. What I would love to do as I close out is give all the most glory. I would like to give all the glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. The one true God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I would love to give him all the glory and praise as we close out, right? So, yes, yes, here we go. Yes, he is the Adam, the second Adam, the advocate, the Almighty, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed only potentate, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, the creator, the wonderful counselor, yes, the almighty, the true and living God, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, the firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, King Eternal, the King of Israel. Yes, he's the King of Kings. Amen. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, King of Saints, King of the Ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam. Yes, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord, Yah, Yahweh Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahweh BeYahweh, Ahai Yeshai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim, the Father of lights, the Father of mercies, the Father of the fatherless, the sufficient one, the sustainer. Yes, he is the Lord of all, Lord of glory, Lord of lords, man from heaven, man of sorrows, mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection of Life, the Revelation, the Revelator, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One, the Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Ruler of God's creation, the Ruler of the Kings of the Earth, the Savior, the Seed of Woman, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Shiloh. Yes, the Shiloh, the Son of David, the Son of God, the Son of Man, Son of the Blessed, Son of the Most High God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the Son of Righteousness, the Just One, the One Mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Yes, he is the way. He is the way, truth, and life, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor. Yes, he is the word. He is the word of God, the word of Yah, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yahweh Shai. Yes, he is the word of the Almighty, true and living God, the word of life, the word. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, yes, we touch and agree. Yes, we are in agreement with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We are embracing the covenant and the promises. Yes, we serve an awesome creator, and the Son is amazing for dying for our sins. Hallelujah. In the authority and the power name of Jesus Christ, you are renewed, restored. You are redeemed. You are blessed. You are loved. You are forgiven. You are full of mercy and love and truth. You are a new creature in Christ. You are born again. Yes, you have repented. You have called out on his name. You will keep praising him. You will keep trusting in him. You will keep putting him first. You will center your life around him forever. You will dedicate everything to him forever. Amen. I pray that you'll get eternal life in 100-fold. I pray that your name will be on the names on the Lamb's Book of Life. I pray that you baptize other nations. I pray that you spread the gospel and the truth and sound doctrine. I pray that you help others all four corners of the earth. I pray that the Lord can give you resource to help others around you within your reach. I just pray that the Lord just betters your personal life. I pray that he fixes your mental health. I pray that he gets off that depression. I pray that he gets rid of all that sadness and sorrow. I pray that the Lord gives you more stability instead of having those wild mood swings. I pray that you are more into the spirit and into the truth and not too much in the flesh. I pray that you become more spiritual. I pray that he gives you more wisdom and understanding and knowledge of him. I pray that he guides you, gives you more strength and comfort and peace. I pray that he gives you better sanity. I pray that your heart is just in a much better place. I pray that your heart doesn't wax cold. All right. I just speak that over your life. I speak abundant stability in your life. I speak stability over your life right now. I know things are a bit a little chaotic, a little crazy, but I speak stability over your life. I speak firmness in your life. All right. That's that, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We got to really lift one another up. We got to encourage each other. Iron sharpens iron. Love from the Father is the love like no other. All right. If we truly love each other, encourage each other, lift each other up. We got to bless each other, all right? We got to tell it like it is towards each other. We got to speak the truth towards one another, all right? We got to better ourselves, all right? Let's be empowered in Christ, empowered by the word of God, amen? Let us be moved by the Holy Spirit, amen? So that's that, y'all, all right? So I hope y'all staying strong and safe out here, all right? So there you have it. I pray to God that whoever listens much, I pray that you get baptized, you start your life for the Most High. I pray that you repent, have new beginnings. And I hope that the Lord just keeps getting closer to you and you keep getting closer to him. You keep putting him first and you just stay on that narrow path and fight the good fight. Amen. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I got much love for y'all. God bless y'all. Peace.